I'm going to move on to our next speaker. Our next speaker is with us from New Zealand. And let me just do this here for a second. And she is originally Samoan, if I'm correct. And her Samoan name is Vauala. Correct me if I say that wrong. And I want to introduce to you Olivia. Olivia, can you unmute yourself?
Yeah. Thanks, Yvonne. Kalo falava oto, olo ingoa o Voala Olivia. Yes, as Yvonne mentioned, my Samoan name is Voala, which means the pathway through the bush or the forest. And I just want to start with a few acknowledgements. Yamanuya. I just want to recognize and bless the elders of the and creators of the fellowship. I really want to bless the First Peoples and the First Nations of Turtle Island, Yamanuya, Malole Sofua. Devon and Billy for putting this on today, and for Sally Ann for making the connection. And talofa, talofa lava, greetings to everyone that's here in this joined space today. I've been in, I'm a second generation New Zealand born Samoan. My grandmother is from Samoa. She came out to Aotearoa, New Zealand in the 30s, and she brought with her quite a long line of alcoholism. And it's through my Indigenous lines that alcoholism is in our family. I've been in Al-Anon for 4 years, so still early days, and really enjoying the journey. My mum has been in recovery in AA for 33 years now. My brother, who's a recovering addict, alcoholic, he's almost got 1 year of sobriety. We're really proud of him. And just like the program says, it's so important to encourage, to understand and encourage our alcoholic relatives. And it's been so powerful for me, that one, because it's really helped my relationship grow with my brother. I for me The brother that I had with a kid, as I was a kid, he looked after me a lot when our mum couldn't, and he was a protector for me, and a really wise teacher. We live in New Zealand. It's a beautiful island nation, and we have a lot of coasts. So quite a lot, it would be me and him at the beach by ourselves. And he taught me a lot about swimming. He taught me a lot about the ocean. And whenever I felt unsafe, he would always come near and he would explain, what I needed to do to feel safe. He was that character. And I think when he was about 14 and I was about 7 or 8 was when he started to use. And I just never saw that brother, that loving, caring brother again until he really got into his journey of recovery. And I'm just my heart bursts for him. Very grateful. So as I mentioned, my mum, so I'm an adult child of an alcoholic. As a child, I was very confused all the time. And when I was about 8 years old, I decided, I made a decision that I would switch myself off, that I could no longer, I could no longer take what was happening around me. I didn't know how to process it, didn't know what it meant, I didn't know what to do with it. And so I kind of, yeah, I made a conscious decision not to feel anymore. And that's been a big issue in my life. My mum found recovery, and that brought problems of its own because I had to hand back a lot of control to my mum. And it's, still today, so many years later, it's still a little bit of an issue. And my higher power always will put the spotlight on it when I need to work that and step my way through it. So I was, very confused as a kid. And once mum got into AA, I had the opportunity to go into Alateen, and I really hated it. I didn't have any, I was very respectful to everyone in the space, but I hated it. I just thought, there's nothing wrong with me. Why are you people talking about feelings? Like, I couldn't even, I was so blocked. And basically I would go, A, because mum needed me to be babysat while she went to her meetings, and fair enough. But B, because there were biscuits. But one thing that happened was that all throughout my life, and I've had many partners that have been, addicts, alcoholics, friends that are, I've always known that there's somewhere for me. And a couple and just over 4 years ago, I do a lot of what's called spiritual wananga, or aunga. So I go to, within my culture, and also within the openness of the Māori culture here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I do a lot of spiritual learning and kind of spiritual school and being in that space. And I was there having like a body healing. And I went into a really deep space where I could only say it was just me and my higher power in this space that was full of darkness but full of light all at once. And for a long time I thought, there's something really deeply, deeply wrong with me. And I've done, a million different things to find what this thing is. And there in this session, and I'm in this space, and all of a sudden this billboard shot up in my vision, and it said codependent, and the lights were flashing. And I just thought, oh, if I have to go to Al-Anon, like, I'm still, after all these years, I'm still affected by my mum's alcoholism. And I just knew straight away that I had to go to Al-Anon immediately, and that it would have to be for life. That is the message that I had. So when I got into the rooms that very next day, I knew this is it. My life needs, in order to live, I need this program. I don't know what's ahead for me. But I love it so much. I'm a very grateful member of an Ellerslie Courage to Change meeting on a Thursday night, and Wednesday Steps to Recovery on a Wednesday. And I found, like many others have shared, found family through the program, and a lot of support and friendships that, I've been pretty much a really stink friend most of my life. It's always been quite one-sided, and with my friends, and I've made amends to my really close friends that have stood with me through everything over time. But just learning and having, the gentle love of the program to let us learn, that's been really amazing. I wanted to talk a little bit about, sometimes I do struggle in Al-Anon because it doesn't, there are things that kind of, they don't gel with my, I guess my Polynesian worldview. But I never let that, and I know a lot of my friends experience the same thing, but we don't let it, well, I certainly don't let it stop me from coming to the program. And if anything, I see it as a way of, something to look at, or there's something to learn from that. And, there are things that are not for me to fix. And I'm really grateful that I've been able to integrate my worldview with my healing through this program, and as many others have shared today. For me, I come from a space of many gods, in our Itulangi Samoa, our Samoan space, is we've a lot of gods. So when I hear higher power, for me it's my higher powers, And my higher powers include my ancestors, because for us, you know, they're sitting around us and with us. We don't have a linear concept of time and space. And so I believe that they're working for us all the time. And I'm really grateful for that. I also believe that what we heal within this generation will heal back and forth and forward in generations. And that's really important to me. It motivates me a lot in the program. And I recently, I was doing some service with the phone, like receiving Al-Anon calls. And one time I answered the phone, and the person that called was actually a cousin of mine, but she didn't recognize my name. And it was really a devastating call to have, because her son has entered the, you know, addiction. And it just was like, wow, you know, it's just so strong in my family, and it's still going, and it's it's a real shame, but we do it, we can, every day, one day at a time. I experience a lot of, in my daily life and my work life, I'm confronted a lot with, I guess, systematic institutional racism and things like that. And one thing as an Indigenous person that I'm learning, or that I don't meet the diverse desirable, which is this expectation about when someone's diverse that they would behave a certain way, is that I print out the traditions, and I take them with me to work. And I'm constant, if I'm feeling unsafe, I straight into the traditions, and phoning, you know, calling friends and speaking it out, because it is also sort of like a parallel of isolation, you know, and knowing when is it the disease for me, and when is it this happening, and how do I stand up for myself? At the moment where I'm at in the program is I'm really having to learn about standing up for myself and having my own back. I'm having a lot of lessons in that. My higher powers have really shone a light on that lately, and I'm really grateful to the previous sharers who have spoken about their relationships with parents and loved ones who have passed. It's been really powerful to hear in making amends with those people, and whether in life or in spirit. It's just so powerful to hear those stories, because, you know, for me, I still have things to work through with, you know, my mum. My father's passed away. He passed away 20 years ago, also of cancer, and he was absolutely riddled with it through his bones. And so I remember that experience as well. For me, it was very hard to watch. But I've done a lot of work with my dad since he passed away. I'd say that our relationship's even better. And sometimes he appears and actually helps me and signals things to me. And that's been really awesome. We didn't have a lot of time with each other in life. He left my mum left him when I was very young, when I was a baby. But my relationship with him grows, and that's great. But recently, I've learned that when the day that we buried,
2 minutes.
Great. That when we buried my dad, I buried a whole lot of other stuff, which was stuff related to my stepmother and things that I had learned and that, and things that I haven't dealt with. So I'm in that space at the moment. I'm really just having to remember, you know, it's progress, not perfection. You know, just in my step six, I'm looking at, you know, I've been so focused on my defects of character instead of the humbly asking. So I'm in that, like, just shifting from awareness into acceptance about things and the humbly asking. I felt really excited to to participate in something Indigenous today. It's such an important part of who I am in my identity. And yeah, I just want to say hello and big talofa lava to everyone here today. And yeah, I wish you all the very best one day at a time. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Olivia. You guys want to unmute yourself? Give a shout out to New Zealand.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Olivia.